Blog Talk Radio.
Tony don't call no more. Don't have that phone no more. Maybe there's something wrong with his phone. Or maybe it's gone and the grill is gone. And I'm not sure if I'm still respected. And I'm not in a rush to be rejected. Not by Tony. Tony don't care no more. He doesn't want me there no more. I just wanna know what I did wrong. Make a real good song. And I don't have these nights too often. I wish you could take my mind off it. But I really like Tony. And he wasn't just some regular guy. Tony's actually the other night. Oh, why? I could have been in love by now if it wasn't for Tony.
Welcome to The Code. I am your hostess, Imaj, all day. Right now, it's just me and Medisa on the line. We on time and ready to kiki and party. I don't know about the rest of these folks in these streets, but me and Medisa is ready. Hey, Boothank, how you ready?
Hey, Boothank, how you doing?
As much as that child's voice gets on my nerves. Girl, say anyway. I'm good. It's Friday, and I'm swinging my, I don't even know how many inches this ponytail is, but it comes down to the crack of my tail. So,
hey,
yes, come through. Slay
yes.
With the long-ass ponytail, 27 inches,
yeah.
26 inches, 28 inches,
whatever.
Yes. I can't remember what I purchased. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah,
girl,
be
like
Friday.
That sometimes.
I know, right? We had a kiki.
You walking around sparkling and shit, but like a unicorn. Yes, sparkle.
Yes, girl. And I need to put on my unicorn highlights today. I'll let the sun do all that today. So,
David.
Yeah. My sister said, she was like, so you just not want to make up today? No, I'm going to let the sun tan the skin and go on about my business.
Right.
We drink, but we smoke, but we don't. We drink because we stay inappropriate things here on The Code. Because we are your inappropriate friends on a Friday night, and Medisa's dog is, neighbor's dog is joining us too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that, y'all.
It's okay.
But,
I
like to sit on my patio.
You know, I know, right? Well, we drink here. And tonight I am drinking Scuppernong wine, my bougie-ass Duplin wine from the coast.
All right.
And so if you want to grab some Hennessy or you want to grab a shot of tequila, we get it. It's okay. So go ahead and join us for tonight. So tonight we are talking about
when keeping it real is too real.
Oh shit. Here we go.
Is there such thing as keeping it too real? Is there?
Do you think?
You know, I think for the people that are faint at heart, it is a such thing as keeping it too real, right? Because, you know, everybody can't handle the brand of keeping it real. You know what I'm saying? Some people want this, they want it tailored. You know what I'm saying? They want keeping it real tailored to their personality, right? But it's not always like that. Because sometimes you need to get that shit raw and uncut. And you might not necessarily like how it's coming to you, but it's the right thing that you need to know. You know what I'm saying? Because if you're an asshole, right, and nobody stands up to you and says that you're an asshole, then you're going to be walking around just being an asshole, right? But somebody needs to tell you that's not how you're supposed to operate in this life. You can't be out in these streets acting like an asshole because you might get your ass kicked, right? So if you are a individual who is swayed, extremely swayed by your emotions, right, and you take shit way personal, then there isn't such a thing as keeping it too real for your ass because you can't handle it. Everybody can handle it. So you have to know your audience, right? There's some people you could just say certain shit to and they get it, you know what I mean? And then you can just be raw and uncut and say, you know what, you fucking out of order. That ain't how you're supposed to get down. But there are other people who are just like, they can't take it because nobody has ever done that to them. You know what I mean? Everybody has kind of coddled them and babied them and kept them sacred and kept them a little sheltered from the realities of they ain't shitness, right? Because there are some people that just ain't shit and nobody's ever told them they ain't shit. So I say it just depends on your audience, right? You can keep it too real for those people who are emotionally unstable and unable to handle it. It is a such a thing. But for those of us who understand that, you know what, somebody who really digs me and cares about me, they're going to keep it all the way 100, even if it hurts my motherfucking feelings, right? Because it ain't about, you know what I'm saying? It's not about your feelings. It's about somebody telling you that you out of order. If you my friend and I'm walking around and I'm looking a hot-ass mess, you have an obligation to tell me that I'm looking a hot-ass mess. You know what I mean? You have an obligation because, and that may be keeping it too real for me. Like, I might think I'm the shit, right? But I'm walking out here looking a hot-ass, horrible, hot, steaming mess, right? And I don't need to be in public.
Steaming mess.
But no, yeah, steaming mess, girl. Ain't nobody, but no one has been bold enough to tell me that because I'm an emotional person. Nah. So it just depends on your audience, you know? That's my two cents on
that. I can understand that. So I'm going to tell you where the conversation kind of came from. So I'm having a conversation with my homegirl, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm telling her, you know, I'm just explaining the situation to her. And she has the nerve to say, so what you going to do? Now, all I'm really doing is kind of like just explaining some stuff. I'm really not needing any type of guidance. You know how you need to just get the shit off your chest sometimes?
That's
what I'm really doing. And she'll say, so what you going to do? So what choice you going to make? And I said, I had to stick to myself. I was like, no, she didn't say that to me. Okay, that's fine. And I said to her, I said, friend, now I know you fucking lying. I know you did not ask me that when you clearly are in a fucked up situation.
Right.
And, like, it's not, my situation is not jacked up. It's just a point of, hey, girl, make a decision.
Right.
And my thing is that I don't want to make the wrong decision.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I'm
okay,
but your decisions don't make sense.
Like, mine makes sense. Like,
right.
Okay, these are the factors that go into this for me. This is where I am. This is what I want to do. Do I make the right choice? Do I, you know, that. But you are clearly in a situation you know you need to get out of, right?
Right.
But you stay, but you continue to fuck with this other person, and you like, well, I don't know, but you need to get out of this first. Like, and I had to stop, and I had to say, friend, like, for real, are you fucking kidding me? Like, are you serious? Like, you have no room to talk about any type of situation. All I want you to do is kind of listen. I don't need your advice. I don't need you to ask me to make a decision today. I need you to listen.
Right.
And I was like, and I called Dre, and I was like, Dre, was I too real? What happened? You know? He was like, man, sometimes people need to hear that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
But everybody
and
can't handle
I was
it,
like,
you know? Everybody can't handle it.
It's not that, and I was like, that doesn't make sense to me. Like, what's going on, world? Like, what? And so that's where the kind of question came from. And so for me, I can keep it real with you. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and say,
right.
Oh, yes, this is the smartest thing that you've ever done. No,
right.
Dumb. Like, you're
that's
making dumbass moves. So, friend. and being that you're my, like,
being dumb.
If you're my friend, I'm going to tell you like this. I'm your friend that either some days you're going to hate me and some days you're going to love me, but on the days that you hate me, you're going to be like, you know what? What she said made sense and I'm just being stupid.
Right.
And I'm never, and I always tell this to people because when I enter into friendships and you come to me for guidance on something, I'm never going to tell you anything that's going to hurt you or hinder you from going
right.
places that you really want to go. So I'm not going to give you no badass advice. Now, I may give you some inappropriate shit to do, especially if you're asking me sexual questions. I might give you some inappropriate stuff to do.
Right, right.
But I'm not doing, like, but if you really need my help, I'm there. And I'm going to be honest with you. And just like you said, I'm that friend. I ain't letting you walk out this house with me. No. No ma'am and no sir. Don't you do this. You may take it, like, I may come off in a harsh way, but I'm not trying to be harsh. You can ask one of my homegirls. I think I've told y'all before this particular story that I had a homegirl. We went to the beach or whatever, and it's bike rally. I don't know if you know anything about bike rally here in South Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, you know, she comes, like, we're staying in a little condo or whatever at the beach, and it's like 10 of us. And so, but me and her were just going out that day. The others were doing some other stuff, and me and her were just going to go out and hang. So she comes in the bedroom that we're sharing, and she says, girl, this is what I'm wearing. I said, with who and with? She said, what?
Right.
I said, girl. I said, friend. I called her by her nickname. And I was like, girl, you know how I would, if I saw you walking out like that, and I'd be like, that girl ain't got no friends. Her friends didn't tell her about herself. Friend, I would talk about you today. Go in there and throw some leggings or something up under that, because that is a shirt and not a skirt.
Exactly.
So go throw something up under that and we can get ready to go. And so she went through on some, like, some little shorts or whatever. I was like, okay. And even though the short did not fit my fancy, it was better
than what she had
just
on
you walking around here with your head on before. So I said, okay.
Yeah.
She has questionable taste anyway. But I was like, friend, you can't do that. And I definitely will tell my friends that. Like, I will, like, we need to go back, switch around. You need, like, before we go out, I'm that friend that they have to text and be like, hey, is this okay to wear? Yes, that's fine. No, that's not fine. Matter of fact, I got something in my closet that would go better with what you're trying to do. I'm on my way. Like, I'm that friend.
Right, exactly.
And so yeah, I'm like, okay. So I try my best to try to keep it real with my friends. And sometimes that the honest people are not ready for what they think, for you to put a mirror in their face. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That's the truth.
Like, we all live in our own little world where we think what we are doing is right, but when somebody else is on the outside looking in and they see the flawed pieces and try to fix it, we don't appreciate that.
Right.
So,
yeah, that's true.
And I think it just boils down to the
fundamentals of people, like, right? You know what I'm saying? When you look at how some people are, you know how some people are open, right, to constructive criticism. They don't look at it as an attack. They look at it as a way to be better, because sometimes it's very easy for us as humans, right, to get stuck and get set in our ways. And we think we think a certain thing about ourselves, right? And we're not always able to be honest with ourselves about how we actually are. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know how if you a bitch, like, you really don't want to be honest about being a bitch because there's a negative connotation that comes along with being a bitch, right? So you don't necessarily want
to
fess up.
You know,
I'm
the first one to be like, look, I have moments.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. Like, some of us are open to that. Like, I know for myself that there are times where I'm just an absolute bitch. There are some times where I'm just unbearable. There are some times I'm just not a nice person, right? I just, as much as I try to be, there are some times where I just get irritated, and my irritation and that bitchism takes the best of me, right? So I get that. But there are some people who can't, they don't want to own it, right? And my thing is, it doesn't make you a bad person if you own who you are and what flaws you have, right? Because the only way that you can actually change is admitting that I may have these issues. You know what I'm saying? And some people just are not able to do that. So that's why it's so difficult for them to have somebody on the other side saying, no, friend, that's wrong. You out of order. You know what I mean? Because it's uncomfortable for somebody to point out the shit about you that you don't want nobody to know about you. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it's just, I think you have to get to a point in your life where you have evolved, right, to where you're able to handle what somebody is saying. You know what I'm saying? Like, there was a time in my life, right, when I was in my 20s, I probably couldn't understand it. Like, I felt attacked if someone said something to me. Well, hey, maybe you don't need to wear that because that ain't cute. You know what I'm saying? Or this, that, and the other. Like, I didn't get it then. But now it's like I look at it, and if I walk out the house, like I said, and I'm looking a hot-ass mess, you know what I mean? I can appreciate the fact that someone is my friend and loves me enough to say, hey, you out of order. You need to get your shit together. That don't look right.
You can't wear that. I know they made it in your size, but you can't wear that. Girl, you can't. That ain't how that's supposed to go.
Girl,
tell me.
Girl.
You know what I mean? Tell me, you know? And the thing is that people are so used to being coddled and babied, right? And we do that. Like, we tell, like, you know how, like, with our kids, like, even we have to be careful with our kids. We have to tell our kids, like, you know, our kids are cute, and we see little shit that they do, and we see that it's out of order, but we don't say nothing because they're so cute. No, if that little-ass girl is acting a fool, if that little-ass boy is acting a fool, check them on that shit while they're young, right? Because what will happen is, if you don't check them on that shit while they're young, they're going to grow up, and they're going to be a fucking unruly-ass adult. And that same shit that you seen that you thought was cute about little Sarah and cute about little Tommy is going to turn into a whole fucked-up situation for little Sarah and little Tommy when they get grown, because they can't function in real-ass relationships because nobody told their ass when they was five that they can't just take shit off the table if it don't belong to them. You know what I'm saying?
Now they don't understand that the money in the bank ain't yours just because you asked for it. They become those people.
the people that call the bank, the people that call the bank when they know that they didn't fucking overdue their account on purpose, right? You knew you didn't have that money in your bank account, right? But you wanted to buy that shit, so you calling the bank and you cussing the bank people out because they won't give back your overdraft fee. Because then nobody tell your little motherfucking ass that you can't do that shit. You can't just take shit that don't belong to you. You can't just, you know what I'm saying? You can't just do
that.
Right?
Or they call the credit card company and tell the credit card company what they going to do and what they not going to do. And that I didn't get my bill.
Shut up. You on the
dope.
Your ass know you got a bill.
You know that you get your bill.
You know
you got a bill.
And you get that bill every month. Right. You get that motherfucking minimum payment every fucking month. You know what your ass is. There's minimum payment, what you should pay, and you know what you shouldn't pay. You know what you got to pay. You just decide not to pay it. So now you're mad, and you want to call them and tell them, take that shit off my credit. But you knew you were supposed to pay within 30 days, right? So you want us to take it off your motherfucking credit because you paid on the 31st day. No, it don't work like that, little Tommy. It don't work that like the little Sarah. No. No, get these little kids in order when they 5, 4, and 6 years old, when they're in kindergarten, get their asses together and tell them that you don't act like that. You know?
let's get Ron in on this conversation, see how he feel about is how real is keeping it real these days. Hey, Ron. Welcome, buddy.
What's going on, people? How's everything?
Hey,
girlfriend.
Hey, boyfriend. How you doing, boyfriend? It's Friday.
I can't complain. I'm living, you know, so it's obviously a good day.
Absolutely.
It's a good day.
You woke up in the land of the living. Yes, indeed.
So how's everything going tonight? What we doing?
We're talking about when keeping it real gets real. How real is being real, right?
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about tonight. And actually, I told a story about how it came up, and it also kind of came up, too. And if you go back and listen to last week, Ron, you actually made a comment that said, when keeping it real gets real. And I was like, wait a minute. So it was something that Dre's ass had said. And that was your comment to it. So,
okay.
Putting in work around these parts.
I am an inspiration to some people.
Yeah, because I listened to that show like 5 times.
All right, boyfriend.
Okay, so tell us how you feel about it. Is it that some people are just way too honest and they... Or this is another question. This is good. So, if I'm being honest with someone, am I being rude?
It's possible. It's very possible to be honest and rude at the same time.
Hmm.
Like, for instance, somebody breath stinks. I'm telling them, yo, your breath stinks.
It could be a different, you could say it a different way.
Exactly. You know what I mean? You could be like, yo, you must have had like onions for lunch or something, right? I smell something coming. You know what I'm saying? You could be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, do you eat shit flavored gum? You know what I'm saying?
I can't
because
do it.
He's so right. He's so stupid. Like, why? Who says that?
You can tell the truth and be rude, but you can tell the truth and be diplomatic at the same time.
True.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But Ron, do you think that? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go. I was just agreeing with what he was saying.
Yeah, because Ron already think.
Ron, do you think that sometimes it's not the fact that you're being rude, it's just that some people are not emotionally equipped to handle your blunt honesty? Like, you know how sometimes you just have to say the shit the way it is? You can't sugarcoat it. Do you think it's sometimes that people are just inept with being able to deal with that? Do you think it's not necessarily the person who's delivering it, it's the fact that the person who's receiving it? Do you think that there's an issue?
You can absolutely say something that is 100% true for somebody not receive it because they feel like you're trying to play them. But if you told that same truth to somebody else, or to that same person about somebody else, it would be like, you know what, you're right. So, for instance, somebody got a badass child, right? And I'm in the mall with my child, and my child's acting up, and they'd be like, yo, look at that dude over there with that badass child. They'd be like, yup. But then they child can be doing the same exact thing. He'd be like, yo, look at your badass child. They'd be like, my child ain't bad. You know what I mean? So you definitely can personalize things to the point where you get offended. That definitely happens.
Right.
But let's look at life. When you was a child, sometimes your grandmother would put some honey in that spoon with the medicine. You know what I mean?
True.
To make it go down better. Because she had enough wisdom to realize this child ain't going to take this the other way. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It may be possible for it to go down that way, but the child ain't going to receive it right. And anybody who knows anything about like the medical field, a part of getting better is wanting to get better.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So if the child is not receptive to taking that medicine, it's not going to happen in the same manner that it would if the child is receptive to doing it. So grandma had enough wisdom to know, let me put some honey in this spoon with this Buckley's. You know what I mean? And sometimes as people, we need to do the same thing. Yeah, you can just tell somebody your child's acting crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, get your fucking child a leash because they're a fucking animal. You can say that. You know what I'm saying? Or you can say it a little more diplomatically. So, yeah, what you said is true. Sometimes people personalize it.
So you have to know your audience, basically, right? Because you know, like, if there's one person, like, let's just say, like, you have your family, right? And you know there's this one particular cousin in the family who just takes everything and fucking runs with it and thinks that someone's attacking them. But then you have the other family member who's like, you know what I'm saying? I'm here for this shit. Like, I'm here for you to tell me how I need to be a better person. I need to be a better parent. Like, I respect what you're saying to me. So you have to pretty much, in a sense, when it comes to keeping it real, you have to know your audience. And you have to know who you can keep it real with and who you can keep it really, really real with. Does that make sense?
That absolutely makes sense. But, I mean, there's certain things that you can say straight on, certain things you can't say straight on, and certain things you just can't say. You got to show. You know what I mean? So it's different ways to keep it real. Maybe I may not, you know what I'm saying, have to tell you a nasty motherfucker, you need to wash these dishes. Maybe next time I just come over with them Dawn.
I can't. You're right. That's true.
You know what I'm saying? That's still giving the same exact message. You know what I mean? And I ain't said a motherfucker word. I show up to your house with some joy in a sponge and just put it on your counter and don't say nothing.
He's stupid. He's such a joy in a sponge.
What you doing with
your
joy?
Do they still make joy?
No.
I believe so.
I ain't seen it.
They probably do, but I always buy Dawn, so I don't know. I'm sorry.
They might sell it at the Dollar Tree.
I'm gonna go look just to see, because I ain't seen Joy in a long time. Joy used to, remember them damn commercials that used to come on for Joy with the sun?
Yeah.
I can't. I'm done.
They said Joy and
the
sun.
They still make Palm Olive.
Joy and the sun. Yeah, Palm Olive.
They do
still
make
Palm
Olive.
In the Dollar Tree. In the Dollar Tree, they sell it. Yep. I've been seeing it all the time.
Ajax.
Fabuloso.
Oh, Fabuloso. Ooh, yes.
Game
Mexicans
even makes
love
them
that
now.
Too.
Game.
Game, Game. I don't like but I feel some kind of way about my dishes smelling like game. I prefer my laundry to smell like game. I'm cool with my dishes smelling like game. I can't.
When your dishes are smelling like your unmentionables, it might be an issue.
Done with it. Done.
I don't want my dishes smell like my bras. I'm sorry, my panties and my thongs. I'm cool. No.
But y'all go next. So we got some comments from the Facebook page. So let me go find them, because I was on Instagram. So now I gotta go find the Facebook post.
Ain't that terrible? I'm be doing too much. I'm dreaming too much. I posted it this morning. Where is it?
Lord have mercy.
Okay. So Wendy Rogers Curtis says to the question, nope, it's how people will perceive their truth. That's what we said there. Thomas says, the people who are so accustomed to the fake, they can't handle someone who's always real and honest. Maybe they
What is being real?
Let's ask Google. Let's see what Google says.
What's being real? I think being real is really like just sometimes saying the shit that you don't necessarily, that it's not okay to say. You know what I mean? You have to be 100% honest. And a lot of people don't know how to do that, right? Because the thing is that if you're not honest with yourself, you don't have a way to be honest with anyone else. You know what I mean? Like, it takes, to me, it just takes a level of understanding for self in order for you to give that same to another person. If I can't be honest about the fact that I'm a bitch, I can't be honest about the fact that somebody else is a bitch, right? Because I'm in denial about who I am. And to me, that's what keeping it real is. You know what I mean? Just saying, okay, look, This is the situation, right? This is how you acting, and this is what you shouldn't do. But it's so many people that don't know how to keep it real with themselves that they don't have the capacity to keep it real with another person. Because the thing about it is, you got to think about it. Like, if you can't deal with the beam that's in your fucking eye, don't deal with the plank that's in mine. Because I'm not going to reset this to you if you're undeniable about who the fuck you are and what your issues are, and the things that you struggle with as an individual. I don't have any respect for someone who can't say, you know what, this is my struggle, this is my issue, I know I need to do better here, but they want to point the finger at me and say, hey, you know what I'm saying, no, you ain't supposed to do that. No, you can't tell me that, because you can't keep it real with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So keeping it real with the essence of keeping it real with another person and being able to be transparent and 100% honest is you got to keep it real with you, right? Like me, like I said earlier, I know there are times where I'm just a complete bitch, right? I don't have no, I get in my moods, I have my issues, it's stuff that I just will not listen, I will not think about, I will not talk about, I just have my, I'm setting my ways in certain areas of my life, right? And I just can be a bitch sometimes. But I can't check the next person and say, you know what, you being out of order, if I'm not willing to own my bitchiness, it's impossible. It's unfair. And that's where the problem comes in, is people don't know how to keep it real with themselves in order to keep it real with somebody else. And that's just my little two cents about it.
Now we got to also, now I don't disagree, but we also got to realize it comes from perspective. If I'm a bitch, I don't like hot foods. You know what I mean? I don't like hot foods at all. So let's say you cook a dish, and I be like, yo, this is hot. And your perspective is, all your life you've been eating hot sauce and cayenne and jalapenos, so you make it with a little spice to it, and it's not hot to you. It's not spicy to you. But for me, it is.
True.
You know what I'm saying? It's all about our perspective and how we, you know what I'm saying, have come to this point in our life. So if I say it's hot, that's hot according to my perspective. That don't mean it's hot. You know what I mean? So for me to be like, yo, this is hot, this is nasty, that's from my perspective. That don't mean it's the truth. That don't mean it's real. So that don't mean that it's
right.
Really hot. That's just, you know what I'm saying, it's hot to me. You know what I'm saying? If I go outside right now, it's one temperature. And mine go outside, it's another temperature. If you go outside, it's 846 degrees.
You're stupid as hell. I can't deal with your ass. You're so petty. You're so petty right now. It's not even that hot out here.
It's 4,000 degrees right there. She is so close to
this
the sun.
This fool said it's 8. You know what? Do you know that Arizona gets 80% of the sun? It's 97 degrees. Thank you very much. It's Phoenix, Arizona. So
97
so you know.
Degrees. Look at that.
97.
It's too goddamn hot.
At what time of night? At what time of night, Ron?
So right now,
it's 4 in the morning.
It's like 8:05. It's only 8:05 p.m. on my time zone.
It's 75
That's
degrees here in North Carolina.
But it's what time there? It's 11 o'clock. Right.
Yeah, it's 11 o'clock. But
y'all
so you
said
gonna be at 97 at
11 o'clock. I can't deal with you right now. Don't be coming from my state. Like,
mm-hmm.
Don't be coming from my state. No,
y'all
it's gonna be 90 degrees. Ron, the temperature gonna go up. It's 97 degrees at 8:05.
Y'all
stupid.
11:05
is
102.
No, it's gonna be 90. It's gonna be 90. Y'all so petty. It's gonna be 90. It's gonna be 90 at 11. It's going to be 89 at 12. At 1 a.m., it's going to be 87. And at 2 a.m., it's going to be 85, according to the forecast.
She's looking at the weather bug on her phone.
I am looking up.
Remind you, the weather's telling me that's going to be hot. That's going to be hot.
Y'all better stop coming from my state. Y'all better stop coming from my state right now.
Oh,
don't be coming
my God.
From my
that's too funny. That's
but
too
it
funny.
Ain't humid.
Okay.
It ain't humid. Y'all, how much is it there? It's what, 80-something there? But how much is the humidity?
What'd you say? It ain't
tell
humid in Arizona?
Well,
you say humid or humid?
It's not. I said humid.
Humid.
Oh, it's
we
humid.
Have
it ain't humid. It's too hot humid.
Humidity. Yeah, humidity.
Humanity. It's
yeah,
too
we
hot
don't have
for
a lot
humidity.
Of, we don't have, you're so dumb. I can't. Don't be coming from my state.
We're going to come forward. We're going to come forward.
Mom, getting back to what you said about real East Coast Philly. We got to realize that, in my humble opinion, real is a subjective thing. It's your perspective of what is real. So sometimes your perspective of what is real, like I know some people who let their children have a television in their bedroom. I know some people who don't let their children have a television in their bedroom. You know what I mean? So one of them looks at it as good parenting. So is the other one. You know what I mean? So what is good parenting? Is good parenting not allowing your child to have a television in their room so they can watch TV anytime? So it's all about your perspective at those times.
That's true. I think that makes a lot of sense.
The Urban
so
Dictionary.
Oh yeah, what does it say?
It says keeping it real, honestly doing the right thing, genuineness, fairness, and reasonability are generally the aspects of keeping it real. So I think just it's just looking for a fair aspect. Like, is this fair to say? You know. You being a bitch. If it's genuine and it's real and it's fair to say, then that's being real. I think that's what that's coming from. Yeah, and then they go on to start talking about Gandhi and how he did illegal stuff, but that has nothing to do with being real. So yeah, I think that you know, as long as it's coming from a it's not coming from a hurtful place. You know how some things can come from a hurtful place, like they doing it to just to hurt your feelings, right? But if somebody is saying it to you like, hey, friend, like, listen, I'm really trying to tell you, you fucking up here in these streets. You fucking up. That's me,
right,
being,
so
that's me genuinely being real with you.
Is there
right,
a difference
I get
between
that.
Telling your friend you're a drug addict, telling your friend you're an addict, or telling your friend you're a crackhead? Because they all
yeah,
the same.
Yeah, it's all about
how you
word
it.
It could
be
word. Yeah, that's what you say.
This is like, y'all remember the episode of The Cosby Show when Vanessa brought Dabney home for the first time and she didn't tell
right.
Claire and Cliff that she was getting that she was engaged to Dabney?
Right.
And he was like, you know, what's your favorite food? And Dabney was like, I like me a good juicy steak. And he was like, well, potatoes? He was like, yeah, with sour cream and this, that, and the third, and butter.
And he was like, and then I'm going to give, he was like, that's good, yeah. Now I'm going to serve it to you on this trash can top. That's how you will serve to us, on a trash can top. And so I think that it's just a matter of how you present things. Like, you can, you now in your head,
yep.
you might be saying, you know what, my friend is on methamphetamines and she smoke crack. She think I don't know she on methamphetamines and she smoke crack. But that's what she does. So I'm going to say to my friend, you know, friend, you look like you're on drugs. You know, like you
look like
you
need drugs. You look like you're on drugs.
You look,
when
like
you stay to see
drugs,
the screen
like,
door because you can't let her ass in your house if you may steal something.
You look
exactly.
a little strung out, friend. Yeah, you look a
you
little
look
strung
little,
out, so I'm going to watch you in the house.
You know, I noticed that your teeth are a little different now. You
and
know?
You're a little thin.
And you're a little thin.
And you're a little fat. And I can't continue to let you go down this road, friend. And so we're going to get you some help. We're going to get you over here to the place where you can not be addicted to stuff. Go get you some treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's me coming from a genuine place saying, you know, friend, I'm looking out for you. And I'm looking out for you because I love you. And I'm not
right.
going to
you
say to her, hurt you.
If you say to her, you on that shit, you need to get your life together. Is being 100% real and being honest, but it's the way you present it to her.
You're right.
So you can say two things, and both of them 100% real, but one of them is being more, you're being more receptive to one of those ways than the other way.
Because you got to know your audience. You got to know where that person is. Like, you know, like with certain people, there's certain things that you can say to them, and there's certain things you can't say to them. Right, because they're gonna find some fault in what you're saying, right? Because it's how you present it to them, and that's why I say it's important for people to know their audience. Like I know that there's certain things, right? Like for instance, my mom can tell me a certain thing, and my sister tells me the same exact thing, but because it's my sister, I might feel some kind of way about it because I feel like. That's my sister. You're my equal in a sense, right? So basically, you can't tell me shit because you're younger than me and you're still trying to figure out life just like I am in a sense, right? But my mom, I know my mom would have been there. She didn't done that. You know what I'm saying? She didn't already pass this little, you know, obstacle of being this particular age, right? So I'm gonna be receiving it because it's my mom, and I know that she has been where I've been. Where my sister's younger, she ain't been where I've been, right? So she may not be able to tell me that. So I just think that when we think about keeping it real, we have to always consider the person that we're talking to, right? Because some people are going to hear what you say, right? They're going to hear what you say, and they're going to look at it like, okay, this person is helping me, but there are some people who are going to feel like you're attacking them. So it's important that you understand that you have to tailor your response and tailor what you say based on the person that you're dealing with, because everybody's not
going to
react the same.
I had this young lady come up to me the other day. She was talking to her man, and he wasn't listening to her because she's a woman. You know, women can't tell men nothing. I said, well, you know, you are a woman, and that's undeniable. But you're also a little aggressive. That's undeniable. So maybe it's not the woman in you he's not listening to. Maybe it's the aggressive person in you he's not listening to.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's possible that he just don't like women telling him shit. Oh, a woman can't tell me. That's very possible. But it's also possible that he don't like aggressive people telling him shit. You know what I mean? Or sarcastic people telling him shit. You know what I mean? We can all be, that woman is all three of those things. So it don't necessarily boil down to one thing in particular that he, you know what I'm saying, that he's not listening to. It could be a combination, or it could be something else that you don't see. I mean, like we've said before, it's about your audience and knowing your audience, but it's also about knowing yourself and how you present things to people. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to present it like that this was presented, but you also walk a thin line. You don't want to necessarily lie to the person, but I mean, fuck them. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can only do what you can do, and if you try to express something, maybe the next time don't say it in that way, say it in a different way. And sometimes it ain't the people, like you were saying about your sister and your mother. Sometimes it's the voice. Sometimes
right,
you can tell me A, B, and C, but I hear Amaj saying A, B, and C, and that little southern accent just take the sting off of it, and I'll listen to it.
Right, that's true. I agree with that.
But my thing,
I mean,
but
no,
then
I
also
really
I have that other thing to it too, where it's like, oh God, did she just cuss me out in that southern slang? Like, did she just do that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think
I just think, like, for me, I know as individual, right, I feel like I appreciate the people in my life who have the art of keeping it real with me, right? Because, like, there are certain things about myself, right? Like, my best friend, she's 100% honest with me. Like, she don't sugarcoat shit. She just tells like it is. And in the beginning, right, of our friendship, I was a little bit, I couldn't understand it because I was like, damn, she just seems like she's just being hard, right? But I had to understand that I'm a little bit more of an emotional person, right? So what she's coming across like saying to me is I'm looking at it from my perspective thinking that it's an attack, but it's not really an attack. It's her just looking out for me and saying, hey, friend, you don't need to be this way. Like, you don't need to be, you know what I'm saying, like, so emotional. Because I am a person that has been, you know, typically swayed by my emotions, right? I'm more of an emotional person. And I'm not more, sometimes I'm not a logical person. And there are certain situations in your life where you just have to fucking be a logical person. You know what I mean? So I personally appreciate people who take the time to keep it 100 with me. Even when it, you know what I'm saying, hurts my feelings or I don't feel like it's the right thing that I want to hear, it may not be what I want to hear, but it's what I need to hear. You know what I'm saying? And your audience has to be open and receptive to hearing that stuff. Because the thing is that when you're changing, right, when you're becoming the person that you're designed to be, right, and life is fucking coming like it's going to come, right, you need somebody to say, look, you know what I'm saying, you need to get your shit together. Because you're not handling this situation the way that you should handle it. You know what I'm saying? You're not dealing with this appropriately. Like, I know you should. You know what I mean? And I, at the end of the day, I always appreciate a person who's willing to keep it real and hurt my motherfucking feelings. Because sometimes my motherfucking feelings need to be hurt. Because it's some shit I just don't want to believe about myself, right? But it's because someone took the time to say, you know what? I care about you. I know who you are. I know what you have to put into the beat, so I'm going to tell you, you out of order, and you need to fix this shit. And a lot of people just aren't able to have that happen to them, right, because they're not ready for it. They're not. You know what I'm saying? Some people are lousy-ass motherfucking spouses. They're lousy partners. They're selfish. You know what I'm saying? They think about themselves at the end of the day. They don't think about the common good of the relationship, right? And no one had ever took the time to tell them that. So then they get out of one relationship, go into another relationship, and they have the same fucked up traits. And this might be a potential great person for them, right? This might be the one. But they fuck it up because nobody took the time to tell them, hey, you out of order. You being selfish. That's not how you're supposed to operate in a relationship. So my thing is, keep it real. You know what I'm saying? And you have to know, if you're able to keep it real with that person, if you don't feel like you can keep it real with that person, then you don't even need to be honest. There's no point. Because you're not helping
mm-hmm.
me. You're not enhancing my life by sugarcoating shit. You know what I'm saying? You're not enhancing shit. You're not helping me become a better person by just looking over the flaws that I have as an individual. It's not about you calling me out. It's about you looking at me and saying, okay, this is what you have the potential to be. And the way you're doing and the way you act and the shit that you're doing right now, that's not conducive to the person that you're supposed to be. So get the shit together. And people are not bold enough to say that shit. And if you have someone that you feel like you can't say that shit to, then you don't need to be a part of their life. Period, point blank. And that's just my, in my humble opinion. Challenge me to be a fucking better person. You know what I'm saying? Don't let me stay stuck in the spot that I'm in. Do you see me doing shit that's detrimental to me as an individual? Hey, say, hey, look, you need to get your shit together. That's not right. That's not who you're supposed to be. Because sometimes we can't see the shit that's in us. It's other people that see the shit that is in us. And it's that person taking the time to say, hey, you are better than this. You don't have to stay here. You don't have to stay stuck here. You don't have to be a slave to the shit that you've been through.
Gotcha. Out here in these streets, gallivanting.
Out there in these streets, though. You ain't got to stay.
And you know what? And I think that's how you sometimes lose friendships, because some people want you to be their yes man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, girl, that's a good idea. Yeah, girl, that's the one for you, girl. Yeah, girl. No. I'm not going to yeah, girl, you if he even gave you a black eye. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can understand, like, if you have, like, whatever's good that you feel like is good for you, I'm going to let you live your life. But like, please understand, I'm going to tell you about your self-care problem now and again. I'm probably going to be like, hey, girl, you leave him yet? You haven't? Okay.
Right.
Yep. But, yeah.
Maybe he is good for you, even though he blacked your eye. Maybe he is good for you. Maybe you need to have your eye blacking because you were loose with your mouth. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? And it's possible.
Now,
I made a post today
that says a weak man cannot be with me because I talk back. And what did I say? I talk back and I might like my picture. Where did it go?
Girl. You know what, I'm the same way. I can't have somebody
that's
weak.
Yeah, I said, I'm not built for a soft-ass man. I talk back and I don't listen. But to the contrary, I do listen. I listen to things that make sense. Does that make sense
exactly.
to y'all? Like,
exactly.
If it makes sense
yeah.
to me and I understand it, I'm listening. You may feel like I'm not
right.
listening, but I'm listening to you. Like, even though the man in the suit irritates the shit out of me. He irritates me to my core. You know what I'm saying? But if I'm having a conversation with him about something that is either bothering me or I need, you know, to kind of hear another perspective, I listen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I legit listen to him. Whether he recognizes it or not, I listen. But I don't know if it's reciprocated. Like, if he does the same thing, I don't know. But I listen. And I can only speak for me.
Now, you heard what you
it.
Said. You said you listen to things
yeah.
that make sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
If,
now, since I'm stupid, I tune it out.
Now, realize, and this is just coming from a different perspective. If it's something
mm-hmm.
that you have a question about, that means you may not know the answer to that. And if you don't know the answer to it, maybe the answer ain't making sense to you. You know what I mean? So you may sometimes be shouting out or shutting down the answer to your question because it don't make sense to you. But that's just because I don't know how to do trigonometry. You know what I mean? So you telling me how to get there, that shit don't make no sense to me. Yeah, because you don't know how to fucking do it. That's why it don't make no sense to you. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes the shit that don't make sense to us is not wrong. It's just that we don't understand that thing. So how it's going to make sense to how something that we don't understand is going to make sense to us?
You know what? You know what? That might be right. And that's probably something that I struggle with some of my clients sometimes. Because they may say, hey, last month it was this payment, but why did it go up? And when I'm explaining to her, hey, look, listen, you know, your monthly payment is not the same every month. And then if you use the card or you miss a payment, your next monthly payment goes up.
Right.
Well, why isn't it still out the same amount? And then you have to go around in the circle and you're trying to explain it, but it's not what they're leaning on their own understanding and not willing to listen to what it really is. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah, it does.
So
it's the same thing with us. Like the simple interest. Like people don't understand. Like when they make a payment, right, and the payment, and they made the payment on the 35th day, right, instead of the 30th day. Well, why is it that $175 went to my interest this month and $112 went this last month? Well, because you made your payment different. So if they don't get it, they're not going to understand it, and they're just not going to ever be able to get what you're telling them. And you, I guess it's just your job to make them understand. Sometimes you got to kind of go the extra mile to make a perfect person understand what you're doing.
Absolutely.
If I explain, I'm like this. I look at it like this. If I explain it to you three times and you still don't understand, I'm going to need you to go get a piece of paper and so you can write the shit down so you can look at it.
You stupid.
I mean, sometimes they take that. Like, some people just don't get it. Like, have you ever, like, talked to somebody and you'd be like, damn, how much fucking plainer can I make this shit? Are you just fucking slow or stupid? Like, which one is it? Because some people just legitimately don't have a clue. They don't have a clue. They don't know how to make, they don't know how to function. Like, they don't get it, and you have to keep talking, and I'm just not one to keep fucking explaining myself. I just don't feel like I have to. Like, if I can't, you know, maybe I should put somebody else in the line so they can explain it to you, because you obviously are not getting what I'm saying. So maybe someone else can say it to you. Maybe I need to put it on a piece of paper, like you said. Write shit down, take a picture, I'll give a plus so you can understand it.
So I'm in this lady house the other day, and I was explaining to her how her modem and her router works. And she kept thinking that she got that the internet signal, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand how I'm getting internet signal to my computer but not to my tablet. And I could kind of get that, I guess, because the way that it was set up, the internet, she had two outputs on her modem, and one was hardwired to the computer, and the other one went to the router. So the computer gave you hardwire, but the Wi-Fi from the router wasn't working. Right?
Oh shit! So
the way I was explaining it to her, think of this one as the chef. It cooks up the signal. That's what your modem do. And think of the router as the waitress. It says, you take this dish to her, you take this dish to him, you take this dish to him. You take this Wi-Fi signal there, you take this Wi-Fi signal there. And when I put it in the terms of food, the fat bitch understood me. You know what I'm saying?
She's a fat
bitch.
I can't. You're dumb as fuck right now. I can't with you.
But I'm saying, when I explained it to her, when I said it technologically, she ain't get it. But when I, you know what I'm saying, made it seem like food, something she could relate to, it made perfect sense. I was just saying, the waiter's taking the signal. The waiter's not bringing you your food. So, obviously, there's something wrong with the waiter. If you get another waiter, you'll get your food. You get another router, you get your Wi-Fi signal. The bitch was like, okay, I get it. I'm going to Best Buy. I'm going to Target to go get me one, or Walmart, or whatever the fuck you're going to get one. But that's just about being able to know who your audience is and relating the message to them. Maybe those people don't understand about credit. There's people don't understand about interest. Maybe you got to make it seem like listen, your husband was cheating, and, you know what I'm saying, he had $800, and last week, you know what I'm saying, when he went to give you his paycheck, he had $400 less because he took his bitch out. So, they may understand it that way a little better.
So you just have to know your, at the end of the day, you just have to know your audience, right? And just figure out how to tailor your conversation to your own.
Keeping it real.
So we talked about keeping it real. We talked about keeping it real, knowing your people, who you talking to and stuff and whatnot. So anybody got some ratchet shit they want to talk about? Because we got 30 minutes, and Dre said he was going to be late, but it looks like Dre is not going to show up. He's out here hoeing in these streets. But, so, yeah.
Ratchet shit. So, go on. I got something. What I'm sick of is people who got, because y'all know on a daily basis I go into these people's houses, and I go into a person who got a nice house, and they be like, pardon the mess, and their house don't be messy. Then you go into some people's house, and they be like, yeah, just look right there. And you be like, nigga, you got an inch of dust over there on top of your fucking TV. I'm not going over there. And they don't realize, I went to this one dude house today, and he said, the backyard's a little messy. And as soon as I walked out into the backyard, I seen a pan sitting there with food and water in it. And I'm saying to myself, full of food in their backyard to accumulate water, and leaves it there for fucking weeks, months at a time. Who the fuck does that? And that's
that bullshit.
Yo, he said the backyard is a little messy. That shit looked like the fucking jungle. It like the fucking Amazon back there with all the fucking weeds and shit back there. And I'm saying to myself, yo, people really don't realize how fucking dirty their house is. And they be trying to play you something off. Oh, I haven't dusted in a little while. A little while? Nigga, you ain't dusted since you fucking signed the fucking mortgage, signed the fucking papers to get in this bitch.
You ain't dusted 6 motherfucking years, damn it.
And that should be killing me, man. I be seeing, and then the people with the nice houses, they be like, pardon me for the mess. Nigga, you ain't got no mess in this house. This shit is fucking spotless. That motherfucker I just came from, they the one with the mess. And it should be killing me, man.
You know,
people be trying to act like,
right? People don't have shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? They think they really got it, and they don't have it. Like, but when a person has, like they have worked and they have some real deal holy seal shit, right? They're like, okay, this is a little out of order. Because you know how it is, like if you have a little, some people are like this, right? They might have their little Toyota Corolla, right? It's a Toyota Corolla then, right? So they gonna treat it like a Toyota Corolla. But then you have people that have a Toyota Corolla and are thankful that they have the fucking Toyota Corolla and they've been through shit. So they gonna treat that motherfucking Toyota Corolla like it's a motherfucking Mercedes Benz. Because 2 years ago, they motherfucking ass was walking or riding the bus or catching Uber, right? So they're going to appreciate that shit. It's all about people and how they appreciate the shit they have. Some people just think it is what it is. I got it and I deserve it. No, you don't. You got to work for it.
All I know is when I left this motherfucker house, I came into my fucking vehicle, I got a wet wipe. You know the little handy sanitized naps that they give you?
Damn.
And I had to wipe the inside of my nostrils because that smell was still in my fucking nose.
That's bad.
God.
I literally had to clean my nostrils because I kept smelling their fucking house.
That's nasty.
Oh, God.
But you know what, people? You know, trifling people don't really know they trifling. You know what I'm saying? Like, if everybody in your family is trifling, and you don't know how, and nobody's ever told you that you're trifling, you don't even fucking think you're trifling. It's like this person who has body odor, right? And they don't know they have body odor, right? Because no one has ever told them. You fucking stink. You need to take a shower. It's the same situation.
You need to fucking fumigate.
Like
fucking shower. Fumigate. You pass the shower stage.
Fumigate. You dumb. I thought you only fumigated when you had bugs.
They might got some shits too if they smelling like that. Yo, this motherfucker was smelling ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? You look at the walls,
like,
and the walls is just like gray and beige. How the fuck white walls turn gray and beige?
That's bad.
They smoke.
They smoke cigarettes, yeah. They smoke.
In the house. That's why.
They
smoke cigarettes, they smoke weed, they smoke everything. They probably smoke a little crack in there.
Crack, don't you?
You smoke crack, don't you? Jump. Why don't you jump? Kill yourself.
I don't want to. Oh, sorry. Oh, God, that's funny. So okay. So this week, did y'all see Dame Dash, Punk, Lee Daniels at the Diana Ross concert?
No.
Okay.
Earlier this week,
Dame Dash rolled up on Lee Daniels at a Diana Ross concert and said to Lee Daniels, "Hey, when you go," I'm paraphrasing them, putting them in my words, "Hey, when you go run me my money, I'll let you borrow." And Lee Daniels was like, "Hey, Dame, we can talk about it later." He was like, "No, I let you borrow $2 million. You told me you'll give it back to me in a month, and that was before you did Precious. So, brother, where's my money?" "Hey, Dame, let's talk about this later." "No, we're going to talk about this now." "Lee, tell these people how you fucked up and how you owe me money and how you did Precious, you did The Butler, and you on Fox Wednesday nights for 2 whole ass hours, and you ain't got my $2 million? Pay me my money." So that's been going on all this weekend. So Dame Dash went on TMZ and said, "No, like, he really needs to pay me my money before, because I've already got lawyers involved before. He needs to run me my money." And y'all know Dame Dash is like filed bankruptcy a couple of times, ain't he? And he's like legit, like, ain't got no money. So
I find it hard to believe Dame ain't got no money.
Like, he got some money, but he probably protected his money through that bankruptcy.
Yeah, but bankruptcy, you know what I'm saying, is a legal thing. You know what I'm saying? It's not necessarily a fiscal thing. You know what I mean? You can have assets, and you can even be a certain amount of liquid and still, you know what I'm saying, declare bankruptcy for legal reasons. I find it hard to believe.
But it depends on what you file and which chapter you file, right?
Because
if you do a chapter where you're doing, like, a repayment, then they're going to take all of your assets, right? And they're going to say, you need to pay this amount to this creditor and this amount to that creditor. And then there's another one where you discharge completely everything. So it just really depends. Like, he could potentially be broke and not have no money, right? So he need his coin. Depending on what
I need my $2 million whether I got money or I don't got money. You know what I'm saying? But with the things that he's done continues to give revenue. You know what I mean? So he's going to get residual income from some of his things. So broke may not be the right word from my perspective. Now, does he have what he used to have? I don't think he has it.
No.
You know what I'm saying? What he used to have. But broke, yeah. Motherfucker, he put like this. He could pay all of our debt right now out of his pocket probably.
And he probably hurt him for a little bit of change. He probably hurting for a little bit of change. He probably ain't completely broke, but he hurting for a little bit of change, right? So he need that change.
Oh, Lord, look what the cat done drug in.
Who?
He drug in Drake.
That's good. Drake finished with the cat.
Damn it. Ain't no goddamn cat.
Damn it, Drake.
They got them straight. Ain't no damn cat drug me. No, what the
fuck? Where your ass been, damn it?
Doing something that you don't do. Putting it in the butt.
Wow.
You know what? You ain't shit.
That's right. I come in guns a-blazing. Guns a-blazing. Pew, pew. Oh, yeah. Pew, pew.
I can't deal with you, you little. Dre, you ain't shit.
But I got a question, though.
Mm-hmm.
Who all here tonight?
You be better off asking who not here.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I still comes in, even though I've been damn fucking and eating damn cheeseburgers. You know what I'm saying? I still show up.
So you said you've been fucking eating cheeseburgers. Well, hold on, wait. So you've been fucking eating cheeseburgers? For real?
Yeah, I got a call, right? Yeah, I got a call. Uh-huh. I ain't going for it. I tell you, because I know she listened to the show because she was just listening to him was in the car. I got a call that said, "Did you come over here and stick it in my butt? Oh, I will give you, take you out to eat, treat you nice." I was like, sure.
So you just want a meal? So you can be out, you, huh? you be out here hoeing for meal?
No, she just wanted to fuck, but the meal came with it. So
She basically trying to persuade me, but she didn't have to persuade me. Next time back.
Oh, she persuades you. Okay.
So you know you're not fucked up, girl. You know you're not fucked up. Because you said she was listening. Now next time, she ain't going to add the fucking meal. You see, you should have said, nope, I need a meal too.
She will.
You just gonna get some pussy, but you ain't going to get fed.
You better eat this pussy, nigga.
But you ain't going to get fed.
And I'm going to tell y'all some real funny shit. I pulled up to my crib. This a goddamn party in the damn building right across the grass, right? These little young fuckers is out here partying up a storm. They charging $5 to get in this little building that's in my grass. And they got security and everything. This is funny.
So after the show, you going over there?
Hell no. They look like that's artillery material. They look young as fuck.
That means it's easy.
My yard.
Yeah, because he got to the backyard. Yeah. They're
so, so Ron, you've been keeping these two helpers in check. What I miss?
Listen, I'm not going to say I've been keeping them in check because, you know, it's kind of hard to keep either one of them in check individually. So both of them is kind of rough. But they've been behaving a little bit.
Cool. Because you know you're the little jailbird. She's been on a little tail here lately. The jailbird been on
the get your ass kicked, Ron. Don't get your ass kicked tonight on the cold. Because the little jailbird out here thinking she
thugging in the street. She done cussed out people for having little bitty horns and everything. She on one this week, boy.
Thank God,
she did 24 hours.
Hold on.
She did 24 hours
in
Facebook jail and she thugging. She did 24 hours in Facebook jail around there. She's thugging in these streets, cutting people out to their horn.
She's thugging in these streets.
Out here thugging in these streets.
Wait a minute. When did I cut somebody out about their arms being too short?
I said because their horn. Their horn. That's what I said. Their horn.
Their horn?
I said, that's
horn.
Like no horn.
First of all.
You're dumb.
All,
you're fucking
first,
dumb.
First of all. So let me tell y'all, so for the last couple of days, people have been blowing their horn at me. I don't know why. Why are you blowing your horn? But my thing is, if you're going to blow your horn, make sure you have a grown-up horn, because these little baby horns, that tick it,
that little toot-toot,
that little toot-toot, your horn need to grow up.
You stupid.
Oh, shit.
I know, right? That horn need to grow up. They're like, they know what I'm saying? That's terrible. That's why I said she been on one all week, man. She been on one all week talking shit.
My cousin, my cousin was like, I got a truck and I got a baby horn. I said, don't blow your horn at nobody.
No blowing.
Well,
I
just
need a big ass horn.
I got a question for all three of y'all. This is a very serious question. Can y'all hear my voice? I just want to make sure anybody talking over me. Just make sure anybody talking over me because, you know, people be saying they can't hear.
Oh, fuck. I can't.
Yep. The shade is real.
I'm telling you that's the same.
I'm back.
What the fuck
is
that? Ay.
That's right, damn it.
Go forward. Move forward. Say what you got to say.
Yep. I just want to make sure y'all can hear me.
Say what you
think.
Speak your mind.
I just said what I had to say. I just want to make sure y'all can hear me.
Yeah,
I don't want nobody saying that. I don't want nobody, you know what I'm saying, talking over me. I want you to hear the words y'all saying.
Fuck. Dre, stop it.
Well, Dre, since you're being, you know what I'm saying, honest, why don't you say some names of who was saying that?
Oh, she know who she
stop
is.
Stop it.
Taylor.
Why? Stop it.
Tisha Keish. Taylor Persuader. About sick of her little ass this week.
You so silly. I bet you were talking about one of the little
things. No,
somebody's
daughter got her booty cheeks all out. Lord Jesus.
Dre.
To be 17 again. Goodness gracious.
Dre.
That's a little girl got. What the hell?
Right.
You got to be 17. She legal. You legal. That means no case.
She,
no,
17 is not fucking legal, fucker.
Whoa. 17
years old.
Damn.
She's mad at you. Oh, yeah. I recommend, all of y'all. All three of y'all. I recommend all three of y'all. Go see the Oceans movie with Sandra Bullock in it. It is really hilarious.
Yeah,
so you
went to the movie too.
Yeah, it makes me mad. I tried to be slick and go to the movie, and I tried to go to the movie. Don't you know the fucking movie? Don't you know the fucking movie? They all sold out. So he got booty, he got the cheeseburger, and he got the movies. Oh, you winning out here in these streets, nickel.
I mean, doing nothing in these streets. Ain't doing nothing. Really? Really living that life. I ain't mad at him. Really? So that's your little thug talk again? Because you didn't Facebook jail for 24 hours. That's your little thug talk? Okay, Crew. Leave her alone. Dre, she's going to put her hands on you, Dre. She's going to come over there and she's going to drag you out in the middle of the grass. So them 17-year-olds can see you get your ass beat.
She ain't gonna do nothing this week. She got that ponytail dragging the floor. She ain't trying to get that ponytail dirty.
Why the fuck you can't know her ponytail? Leave her fucking 27 inches alone. Goddammit. Leave her ponytail. Let her be great. Let her be great with her unicorn ponytail. Let her be great, goddammit.
No, she can't wait to go out here and stunt on these bitches. She can't wait to kill them.
Just send me a picture. Just send me a picture. I can't. I'm about to crawl up in them 27 inches. That damn ant gonna crawl all up in them ponytail. This picnic. Dre, shut your ass up. Damn. Be mine. I'm going on a picnic tomorrow, y'all. When you go out there and you slay. You slay at that picnic, you just send me a picture. Go, okay, send me a little pic, little video with you swinging that ponytail, okay? Because you're going to give me life.
Yes. I'm about to go. Because hey, guess what? It's bonus time. Off the shoulder, romper too. Girl, stop. It's bonus time up in these streets for me, right?
So guess what? I'm about to go get me a romper, and I'm about to go get me a ponytail with them little curly. Go get your ponytail, girl. And my ponytail's about to crack my butt. Yes, I'm about to get one just like that, girl. Slay, 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 slay every day. You know how it is.
All right, this is not the conversation I signed up for. I didn't sign up for this conversation when I see you. You know how it is when you got that big booty and the hair be draping.
Okay, slay girl, slay. All right, hold on.
We were talking about keeping it real earlier, right? So I'm asking, it's the same question, but it's through the perspective. When the dick slash pussy ain't good, how do you tell them it ain't good and keep it real at the same time?
You just tell them it ain't good.
You be nice. What is that? Right, like, so this is how I would say it, right? This is what I would say.
No, don't lie. You gotta tell him. Okay, wait a minute. Medusa, you need Medusa can go.
Remember, we got structure. When it's all too many people on the line, we got structure. Can you send that back to me?
Because I accidentally deleted the whole office post, and I don't know how the fuck that happened. But I was trying to delete somebody who was bothering me. Hit the wrong button. So send that forward to me.
A lot of people bothering you here, Medusa. What's wrong with you?
You know, for me, I'm just like, look, you know, I'm going to keep it 100. Like, I'm going to just say, hey, babe, you know, I know you've been giving it your all, right? You've been giving it your best shot, but it ain't working for me. This ain't it. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not doing what you need to be doing. You're not making me do what I need to do. So we need to do something to fix it. It's not good. It's not great.
That ain't said nothing. Is he not lasting long enough? Is he not big enough? Is he not eating the box right? Like, I mean, you said a real general statement. You got to be specific
okay,
when you
so
want to motherfucker
with
him.
I will be specific. If it whatever it is, if you ain't lasting long enough, nigga, you not lasting long enough.
So
you.
The last one who gave you bad
way.
Dick. What was wrong with his dick? The last one. What was wrong with his?
The last one that gave me bad dick. It just didn't.
Y'all know she
doesn't like.
Right. Y'all know it's been a while.
It wasn't. It didn't last long enough. It was like I felt like I was giving my all. Like it was like that. Y'all remember the little engine that could? It was like that.
I'm done.
Like, why the fuck is you not? It was like he was trying, but he just couldn't get. He was like, and I was telling him, I think you can, but he didn't believe that he think he could. So it was like.
I cannot with this fucking conversation.
I'm just saying. So my issue is that, like, if I feel like I'm giving you, if I'm going
time.
Motherfucking Indianapolis 500 on your motherfucking ass, then you need to be going NASCAR on my motherfucking ass. That's the topic.
Don't do this for me.
Don't be out here in the streets. Because if you can't do it, you just can't do it. Like, it's no point in me wasting my time.
You can do it. Put your back into it.
I'm not going to put my back into shit when you ain't doing what you're supposed to be doing. If you can't, I look like a lazy-ass motherfucker. The last nigga, you lazy. Like, nigga, do what you do. Like, make me, I don't want to be having to do all the motherfucking work, okay? Because I'm a fluffy motherfucking girl, right? And I have asthma, and I may have to use my neighbor, and I don't want to do that shit with your dumb ass.
Oh, my God. I'm raising my hand. I'm ready to go. Can I tell my...
My last bad experience.
I mean, it wasn't bad. It's just that we had some other experiences together, and I think that he's trying to... learn and gauge. Like, he sometimes he comes quick. This particular one, he kind of can't. He will come quick, right? Quick. And, like, I hadn't even been able to.
So, what's quick? 5 minutes? 10 minutes? What's quick?
2 minutes. Like,
oh, goddamn.
A second.
4 minutes.
It would irritate the shit out of me. So I would stop talking to him for a little while. And so the last time he kept stopping and starting. I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
What you
so
mean? Like
them.
Like running out of gas and then like re-upping? Is that what you mean?
No, like stopping and starting. Like he would feel himself about to come and he would stop.
So maybe he was afraid that he was going to come too fast, so he tried to stop.
Right,
so
that happens.
Like, I mean, it happens. And then, because I think what it is, and this is from having a conversation with one of my friends who is a sex therapist, and she was saying that it could be that he's, like, really excited about having sex with you. And I was like, I get it. I get why he would be excited.
You stupid.
Hey, because if that shit's good, then good. You can't do nothing about that.
She was like, do you give him head? I was like, She was like, don't give him too much. Because now, like, if he gets to that point, he gets too excited, and now it's time to enjoy all of you. That's why he comes quick. I was like,
That's so true. That makes sense.
All right.
That makes a whole lot of sense.
Iman, question.
Answer.
How old is he? About. Not really exact age. All right. So that the reason I asked that question, because he's not like over 50 or something like that, where it may take him forever to get back up. Like,
yeah,
hey, Ron. I'm saying that for a particular reason. What I would suggest,
because
I don't got all the answers, but what I would suggest is have that nigga clean his pipes before he come over. So tell him, like, yo, jerk one off in the sink, So you get that first nut out, and then when you come to me, you want your second nut. Yeah, I mean, let's just sink, the bathtub, you know what I'm saying, a sheet, whatever the fuck works for you.
Bro, what kind of life you living, Ron?
Listen,
hey,
man.
Ron, you said a bathtub,
you,
a sheet.
It works, man.
Whatever you choose.
Clean the pipes out. So now he's on nut number two. I'm saying he on nut number two now when he coming to you, which is really, you don't know is not nut, is nut number two. For you, it's nut number one. You know what I mean? And he'll be able to last longer because most men last longer with nut number two than one.
Oh,
so clean the pipes before
sense.
He come over, and then he can, you know what I'm saying, last longer that second time, which would be your first time.
I'm a fucking nun. I don't have an option.
Don't get none, ain't had none, ain't go get none.
And that's what the fuck is looking like in my life right now. But that's okay. Because the next person to get it, oh, he going to get it. He going to get this shit. He going to get it full force. He going to get this motherfucking Arizona slash
what?
Indiana. He going to get every shit.
Okay, Sarah.
I've been drinking. I've been drinking. Oh, I mean, nice.
Sarah with no age. You always shut your mouth. That nonsense you're talking about.
I'm gonna be nice to you.
No,
y'all need to stop acting like that was fit. Cause Sarah do a little something here and there, but she just don't do all that extracurricular shit. Don't be messing with me.
Sarah
can throw it back.
All right, Dre. So how you?
Sarah.
So Dre, how would you answer that question? Oh, I'm sorry, Maj. Did you finish?
Well, okay. So I didn't tell him. I just said we just need to take a break for a little while, and plus.
Damn,
you put him on punishment? You put him on pussy punishment?
She put him on pussy punishment.
God damn it.
He minds you the real fucking MVP. I'm going to be like he when I grow up.
And look, so the other day I posted something on my Instagram about being addictive. And so he had sent me a message to say, but you ain't trying to, you know, supply the things that I'm addicted to. And I said, well, right now I can't supply anybody with anything because it's broke. So he was like, so is you going to try being after it's not broke? I think about it. But I can't guarantee nothing.
I got all kind of questions about it being broke, but I'm going to keep them to myself.
Oh, God. Okay. Who's next on the list? Wait a minute. It was no. Okay, yeah, Drake goes after Batista.
Even though you skipped the line.
No, I usually go at the end, but I need to get that off my chest. I apologize.
You skipped it.
Drake. You need to get that off my chest. Drake, is you at the party?
I'm texting. What's the question? What's going on? How do I deal with trash?
Yes.
How do I deal with trash? Trash? Did anybody ask the question?
Yes. How would you tell her that it's trash? Yeah.
Oh God.
I do just like she do. Nine times out of ten, only chick that dare tell you that is whack, whatever, would be the ones that damn, you know what I'm saying, that care about you, all that bullshit. These other hoes.
Fuck them. I'm talking about
they
you.
I'm getting ready to get to it. They don't care. They ain't going to tell you shit. They just ain't going to stop. They just ain't going to stop calling you and stop damn texting and shit, right? For me, if she ain't doing something right, like I had this one chick, man, she used to make me, she used to fight, and that shit used to hurt. And I don't know why she thought fucking teeth was sexy. She was like, I thought everybody liked little grays on the teeth. No. My dick is not now later. I had to tell her about this shit. The best way to tell her, you know what I'm saying, that shit is not cute. You know what I'm saying? Like, and another thing, I don't know who the fuck told damn women that sucking balls and pulling on balls are fucking damn sexy and it damn feels good. This shit fucking hurts. Don't tug on my goddamn balls.
If you do it, bro. If you do
don't
it right.
Don't. I mean, that's what I'm saying. If you do it right, do it right. But if you ain't doing it right, don't be fucking tugging my goddamn balls. My balls are not a damn speed bag. For real. We are not training the box. You don't damn sit there and tug on the nut. damn it. So, some women, you know what I'm saying, you tell them, like I had one chick, I told her, you know what I'm saying, like, hey, you ain't sucking dick right, you know what I'm saying, it don't feel good, yada, yada, yada. The bitch told me, well, get somebody else sucking dick then. And I took her word, I went and got somebody else sucking dick. I just, the only time I would fuck her, I wouldn't let her suck my dick. I had to go get the head from somebody else. But she had some good pussy, though. Make sense? That's just like, take for instance, that's just like you want a McDonald's tea, but you want a Wendy's burger, but you want Burger King fries, so you go to all three.
You the man.
Oh, so you always
I'm
saying, because you know somebody. I ain't the only one. It's one dude.
So you mean to tell me? Wait a minute.
One dude got a Pacific dick sucker. I guarantee you. Every dude got a Pacific dick sucker. Because it's one chick that does it
but
and curls the toes up.
But in the Pacific?
I'm just saying. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, some women can blow.
Pacific,
some women can blow, and that dude only goes for her specifically for him.
Yeah. I mean, he got a point.
I mean, I know chicks that go that got one dude. I know a bunch of chicks got one dude. They only damn go to him because they want him to damn eat the pussy. Because everybody else can't eat the pussy right. And then they're still fucking, but the thing is, they know he's going to come quick, or the dick ain't no good, so they get the head from him, go wash up, and they'll get the dick from somebody else.
They wash up.
Exactly.
So they got these adult washcloths, right, in the feminine area. They're not like baby wipes. They stay in shape like washcloths, but they wet toilet. That shit's funny to me. I'm sorry.
I'm trying to work on this adventure for me and trying to get us some shit. Five balls. Y'all got that damn thing for y'all's damn pooch cat. You know what I'm saying? Y'all should get a little mud. So y'all got to do is get down there a couple squirts. Them up smelling like damn strawberries. Meanwhile, we walk
around. No, it's not. That funk
like
still there. If she ain't
like
washed by, that
state.
Funk is still a part. Melissa,
well,
you
Dre,
said
it.
Y'all got all the little wipes, you know what I'm saying, to make the shit
smell.
Oh, man, my dick is
line drop.
Dre, let me say this to you.
Sucks, man.
Baby wipes work like a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You get a baby wipe, you
wipe
that.
I heard.
Baby wipes work like a motherfucker. Your shit be smelling like a 3-year-old when you put it in her mouth.
What in the world? What, so this nigga said, I heard.
And some of the sex groups say that
I heard.
Me and been using the baby wipes and shit. Cause it's like, yo, one chick posted in the group. She said my man came home and his dick was smelling like damn baby wipes, but his arms were smelling like damn Dial soap or some shit that it didn't match. And she knew he had been fucking around or some shit. It was something funny she said.
Yeah, you got to make sure that your funk match. You definitely got to do that.
Yeah. So if you wipe your damn dick, well, you got to wipe your arms too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or either just, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying, you got to see, it's about being consistent. What you got to do is whenever you come home from work, whenever you come home from church, whenever you come from playing ball, first thing you do is you go hop in the shower. So then when you come back from your bitch house and you hop in the shower, it's consistent with what you normally do. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So she ain't, you know what I'm saying? She don't know the difference. You know what I'm saying? So if you always hop in the shower when you come home, she'd be like, oh, he just coming home getting in the shower, washing the world off. And you do that, you know what I'm saying? Then you get in bed with her, you smell like your own soap. You ain't smelling like the side bitch soap. Ain't nothing worse than smelling like the side bitch soap.
Yeah, or be like me. Getting two nuts in one damn day, and you don't like the other chick, just go in there and give a soccer ball. All
right, I'm done.
She be trying to take the dick. Like, nah, let me go in here. Let me go in here.
I'm about to meet your
man.
I'm about to meet you.
Because you
is out of control. You cannot go on another date before yourself.
Yeah, so you stick the dick in there, Ron. You get a couple of good strokes. Get her coochie juice on your dick. And you be like, then you pull it out. You be like, yeah, so suck it a little bit, baby. Suck it a little bit. Then she don't know, but she thinks she's just sucking her coochie juice. But she, in reality, she's sucking down condom or either the other chick's coochie juice if you use the damn rubber or not. You know what I'm saying?
So you telling me that you really having a threesome because she's sucking your dick and eating her pussy at the same time?
Exactly.
My man.
And once again, folks,
anyway,
don't try this at home.
Out of control.
Ron, what would you do?
Yeah.
How do you have the conversation? Tears of work.
Well, I mean, I'm not at the stage where I'm having these conversations anymore, but in the past, it all depended on who the chick was. So I remember one time I was bartending, and I met a chick who was at the club, and we went back to her house, and we did it, and she was just laying there taking this good dick like she was fucking entitled to something. So in that instance, she just don't get called back again. I fuck her. I ain't got no energy for her. I'm not about to be doing all the work. So if it's a situation like that, then I just excommunicate your ass. If it's somebody who you want to, you know what I'm saying, be with for a little while, there's been times where I was like, yeah, how about we try this? Or how about we try that? You know what I'm saying? And throw different things out there to spice up the pussy. There definitely are those females who you go to just for pussy and just for head. There definitely are those. So I get what Dre said. But what I realize is that when you got just the head chick, sometimes she want a little more. So you got to give her something. So what you do is you get some head, you give her some dick, and then you finish with head. You know what I'm saying? You make it like a pussy sandwich. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And you get, so you start off getting some head. You be like, all right, let me give you this. And you give it to her. And then, you know what I'm saying? You're like, this is why I don't give you no dick because you're pussy whack. Oh, yeah, this feels so good, mama. Here, take some more of this in your mouth. You gas her. You know what I'm saying? So you put it back in the mouth and you splash off or whatever you do. When you are in a relationship, which is, you know what I'm saying, where I'm at this point, you got to have that conversation. You got to tell them exactly what it is that's not working right. You got to tell them exactly what it is that you expecting, even though somebody told me you shouldn't have expectations. But, you know, you just got to be as real as possible without fucking up your pussy supply. Because the worst thing to do is to tell a female who you counting on for pussy that her pussy's whack, and then she puts you on pussy punishment, and now you sitting around, you know what I'm saying, looking at porno on your phone, you know what I'm saying, while you taking the garbage out. You know what I'm saying? Nobody wants to do that. So you got to let them know exactly what's going on, but be diplomatic because you don't want her to think that, one, she got bad pussy, and two, you don't want her to think that you comparing her to another pussy. Oh, well, then have that other bitch do this for you then. Well, have that other bitch throw
it
behind her leg.
That's exactly what you're going to hear, too. Have that
exactly.
other bitch.
And that's that bullshit. That's that bullshit. So, I mean, from time to time, you got to have these conversations, and they may be a little touchy, but hopefully, you know what I'm saying, you're able to communicate it in a way that don't offend her and fuck up your pussy supply.
And nine times out of ten, you're going to fuck up.
But if it ain't your bitch, just don't call her no more. It's like, fuck it, I ain't got no time for this whack ass pussy.
I cannot with you two clown people.
Oh, why we gotta be clowns though? Why we gotta be clowns though? Why we gotta be clowns though? Because we telling the truth. Because we telling it like the T.I. is.
Because y'all keeping it real? What?
Oh, wow.
Right.
You brought that back around to Maj? Yo, you're a professional.
Right.
You're goddamn right.
What the what? What's that supposed to mean, Dre?
Hell yeah. So we keeping it real. You goddamn right.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought
you were
trying to say she was a professional. Right. I thought he was talking about that.
Oh, I thought that's what he was trying to say, too.
What? She's a
professional.
You is. but that's a whole other story. We can't even talk. Hey, we ain't just been a 2-day service.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that's right, I'm back, damn it. Guns are blazing.
Pew, 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 pew.
That's 22.
How about the goddamn police that came over here now? And the police over here fucking with these young people, but the funny part is the security guards already got them under control.
How the fuck you got security guards and police at an illegal teenage house party?
This shit is funny as hell to me, because the police, what they did was, these motherfuckers, they ride down through here all damn day long, but they don't never stop these damn bums over here from damn panhandling and shit, right? So now these damn chaps over here, because they black and throwing a party, they over here harassing them. Funny part is, the club across the street, just last Saturday, they turned into a Mexican club, right? These motherfuckers were treating it like it was a damn drag strip. They're out here burning rubber to like damn from like 2:30 to almost 5 o'clock in the morning, just spinning tires and driving upside the wrong damn streets. And you ain't seen not one cop. That's why I be like, fuck the police.
Oh, so that's why you say it.
Yeah.
That's why you say it. Okay, fuck that they shooting people. Fuck that they extorting people. It's because they don't fucking stop the Mexicans from drag racing. Okay, I get it.
Yeah, and then they don't fuck with the damn, they don't fuck with nobody. They only fuck with the niggas down here, man. This shit's stupid. Even though I'm glad they're getting rid of them, because I don't want to hear that nasty-ass music in my damn ear while I'm going to go in and take a nap. Well, go to sleep, but, you know.
This nigga.
You sure you ain't about to get, you sure you ain't going to have a hamburger to come back over from round two?
She can't.
Why she can't?
Soon as I get home.
All right, on that note.
What was that?
We need to end this because motherfuckers singing Faith Evans, we got issues.
I know, right? Anyway.
I'm trying.
Well, it's now 12, ladies and gentlemen.
It is now 12:12, and we'd like to thank you all so much for joining us here on Code. We had a good conversation tonight.
Yeah,
and I want to thank everybody.
You
know, I cannot drink. So we will see you. What's next week? Yeah, we'll be back here next week, same time, same place, different shenanigans.
Yeah,
hold on.
I'm sorry. Before we end up, y'all got any plans for the 4th?
Yeah. Party and get drunk.
I'm going to eat at my mama's house.
Okay, your mama barbecuing.
Yeah, my mama is barbecuing, cooking out, all that. We usually have like a whole lot of food.
Let's have a barbecue.
Yeah. We're about to have barbecue.
Oh,
this
shit crazy.
But yeah, so I wish that it was like on a Monday so like we can have a legit 3-day weekend. But it's in the middle of the week this week, so... Yeah,
that's
kind of
whack that it's on a Wednesday. Yeah. That's some bullshit.
Yeah.
I know, right? Well, it's been real, y'all, you know.
But, yeah.
Dre going to grab one of the 17-year-old stragglers and bring her in the house real quick. I know what you're going to do.
Jesus.
Dear Lord, I cannot holler.
Bye, y'all.
See y'all next week.
Next week it is.
Next week it is. Tyler.